Who will win the battle? Facebook vs YouTube. Video content in the social media race course is the long run horse that surely forwards your brand or business to success levels. Audiences love to watch and explore dynamic visual content rather than steady ones. Do you also agree with us? The social media platforms are also inaugurating visually appealing features like YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, Snapchat Stories, and Facebook Stories, and the list is never ending. And the audience flourished in their immense love for these features and updates. Social media platforms like Facebook and YouTube are the foremost battlegrounds when it comes to visual content. They have a vast range of audiences and viewers, which ultimately offers the brands more opportunities for marketing strategies. However, the matter of conflict arises, which is the privileged one. The scenario is more like Facebook versus YouTube. Not only in the case of marketers or advertisers but also the audiences or social media enthusiasts. Facebook and YouTube both have contrasting algorithms, systems, or metrics to raise engagement. But the usual process to cure the strategies is video content. In fact, according to some surveys, 85% of marketers believe that video content attracts more attention and viewers can grasp 95% of the message through the video content. That means it will surely fill the gaps in virtual communication with both B2B and B2C customers. So, let's hop along with the conflict better named Facebook versus YouTube. Facebook video versus YouTube video. For instance, visuals can interact with the audience and fill the gap between the brands or businesses and the targeted audience. It addresses the perfect golden opportunity for the strategies to catch and implement for better growth. However, the question arises which social media platform is the preferable one, and also begins the conflict of Facebook versus YouTube. Cutting the veins of both platforms one by one might solve the question. Comparison of 0-5 metrics for both YouTube and Facebook platforms. Video length. Short video duration outperforms long ones on Facebook, meanwhile, on YouTube the longer length of the videos are more performing. Facebook video content is a rich source of entertainment for the users scrolling through the newsfeed. The more gazing at the content, the more people will like to engage. The length of the Facebook videos, however, short video on Facebook are the ruler because it gets more reach, engagement, and actions. As a result, videos usually get exposed in the newsfeed. YouTube also does have entertainment distractions, but that platform is searching for specific kinds of videos to watch. In contrast with Facebook, these platform users have longer attention spans built for longer content. Facebook Stories vs YouTube Shorts. Another advantageous way to keep the customers interacting and engaged is Facebook Stories, just like YouTube Shorts. They create necessary impressions to create a kind of gravity and help you catch the customer's attention. These features for the Facebook platforms allow the brands to be transparent and connective with the audience. Meanwhile, YouTube Shorts are a short-form video experience for creators and artists to shoot short, catchy, and impressive videos compatible with their mobile phones. Impressions. As compared to the promoted YouTube videos for both platforms, impressions on Facebook were 334% higher than on YouTube. Facebook's preponderance cost per 1,000 impressions, CPM, is considerably more economical than YouTube. On advancing a video on Facebook, you could get 3 times more impressions as in the resources. That is the determination why Facebook video is growing so quickly as compared to YouTube. Overall watch time. When it comes to the overall watch duration, Facebook proffers more watch time than YouTube, practicing autoplay into the account. However, YouTube analytics only confer the watch time from the number of authorized views, which means more than 30 seconds or the undivided fulfillment of the video. Bonus tips. No matter the overwatch time doesn't affect the overall cost on either channel. Essence watch time. Overall watch time counts on the autoplay impressions and other metrics. However, what signifies the most is the quality of watch time for digital marketers. A quality watch time video describes the count quality, watch time as the moral of the video delivered through call to action. A video that is only 20 seconds long with CTA at the end of the video, is deemed to consummate appearance as quality watch time. Completed views are significantly higher on YouTube, and the cost per quality minute is much cheaper on YouTube than on Facebook. The most baffling words around are the platform's features develop every other day, which every social media marketer and advertiser seeks because the platform ensures the convenience of the users to prefer them the most. Likewise, the platforms YouTube and Facebook develop diverse updates to cope with the requirements of marketers, advertisers, and businesses. Today, the epicenter of the discussion is Facebook versus YouTube, so how can we forget the viral updates on Facebook Live and YouTube Live? Let's drive through it. Facebook Live vs YouTube Live. Facebook Live and YouTube Live feature giving the privilege to go live streaming in a matter of seconds with any smartphone. Sounds convenient, right? Eventually, the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, utilized and became obsessed with the live feature of the platform. Facebook Live. Facebook Live streams these videos and their search popularity progressed by 330% in just 1 year. Facebook modernized its ranking algorithm to dispense more live videos on people's news feeds. However, in any case, Facebook Live videos settle on the account after the Facebook Live streaming event has terminated. Pros. One of the upsides of streaming live on Facebook is its inbuilt audience with the powerful service. The platform's live streaming lets you stream high-quality compatible cameras, ensuring the features are compatible just as a hobby or passion. Also, it is free of cost, while the video API allows integration with the existing workflow. While comparing any Facebook Live vs YouTube Live, it's significant to count on the deceptions. The advantage seems to be convening, but a disadvantage for any factor is the reality checks, which are a must. Cons. Facebook Live is powerless to index the video content, which means search engines like Google, Bing, etc. miss your Facebook posts, including the live and archived videos. Facebook Live has a confusing interface compared to YouTube, as searching for posts on the platform itself will be nearly impossible. The maximum length on Facebook Live is 90 minutes, which can reinforce restrictions for many users and the variety of the content to live stream. YouTube Live. In reverse, YouTube Live streaming proffers a smooth way to reach the audience in real time. One of the pros of switching to YouTube Live because it offers more functionality than Facebook Live, which makes it more challenging to get started. Foremost, it requires making a Google account and verification, and to go live stream on YouTube, the account should have at least 1,000 subscribers. Pros. When battling around with Facebook Live versus YouTube Live, the one factor that lets the win is searchability and live video SEO, as it shows up in the search results. Finding videos on YouTube is much easier than on Facebook, as the search algorithm is much more robust. YouTube Live API allows programmatic access to the live streaming service to secure the live stream breezily. Also, it provides the option for users to integrate apps with YouTube live streams. Cons. There is no control over the content, as any time broadcast or uploading content. The platform access to utilize the user content for its advertising. Not the recommended platform to monetize the content, as YouTube only decides the rev sharing. YouTube is one of the most blocked websites in the world. Content isn't worth anything if the target audience is unable to access it. However, seamless platforms have numerous features and updates, but without any good advertising and a better idea for better ROI outcomes. An artificial intelligence ad spy tool will allow analyzing the ads for better monetizing. Power Ad Spy allows to strategize the marketing approaches by searching, targeting, and analyzing results. See how Power Ad Spy works in simple steps. Target audience: enter the target audience filters based on age, audience, keywords, and competitors in various platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, Native, GDN, Reddit, Quora, and Pinterest. Analysis results: view active and past campaigns, landing pages, and results from any advertiser online. Copy and implement the ads that work, so no need to waste money on the ads that don't. Power Ad Spy assists in building a winning YouTube campaign and gets comprehensive data on profitable YouTube campaigns. With 50 million plus ads listed and 10k plus ads added daily, it is a brilliant choice for the marketing enthusiast. Let us see how to search and get detailed insights for YouTube using Power Ad Spy. Power Ad Spy, build by affiliates, build for affiliates. Step 1, log in with the respective credentials on the site, click here. In the dashboard, by default, it will show the Facebook ads. On the left side, there are platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, Native, GDN, Reddit, Quora, and Pinterest. Step 2, on the middle navigation bar, there are key features available. Search by, text in image, brand in image, object in image, and celebrity in image. Sort by, likes, shares, and comments. Filters: call to action, search ads by country, ad type, and ad position. Lander properties, e-commerce platform, funnel, marketing platform, and source. Step 3, on the last navigation bar, there are key features available. Sort by, newest, last seen running longest, and domain registration date. Add between, today, yesterday, last 07 days, last 30 days, this month, last month, and custom range. Post date between, today, yesterday, last 7 days, last 30 days, this month, and custom range. Domain registration date, today, yesterday, last 7 days, last 30 days, this month, and custom range. Step 4, by selecting the YouTube platform, it will be redirected to the YouTube specific ads. By selecting the ads, there will be the show the analytics and show the original options. Step 5, by selecting, show the analytics will show the accurate analytics, lander page, first seen, last seen, post date, ad language, days running, and domain and date. Step 6, the feature of social engagement allows analytics of likes, comments, views, and dislikes. What's your call, Facebook traffic vs YouTube, which is better? The answer to this question does depend upon the KPIs. Suppose content needs endless numbers of the audience opting to Facebook is recommended. Whereas if the content is created specifically for the quality watch time audience, YouTube is surely one of the most competent choices. Some of the key takeaways from the whole comparison between Facebook and YouTube. Facebook beat YouTube for impressions. Completed views are higher on YouTube than on Facebook. Cost per quality watch is budget friendly on YouTube. People spent more time watching Facebook videos than YouTube when counting the autoplay part of the video. However, these metrics are not the sure shot ways to measure the watch time results. Quality, length, and target audience are the factors which vastly vary the results.